If our current life is packed, and our current house is packed, where is this new wonderful manifestation gonna fit? Welcome to Your Wish Fulfilled, a manifestation podcast on how to feel really good now and manifest your pure desires with ease and grace. And today we have a fascinating episode about why less is more, and why by having less right now, you'll not only feel better, but you will attract so many more beautiful things into your life. And I'm going to share with you a fascinating experiment that you are invited to join me on. Let's start with a beautiful meditation, little visualization. Take a moment now to think of one thing you'd love to bring forth into your life. And just tune into the energy of your vision, the feelings. And let's just take a few beautiful breaths as you imagine having already attained that which you desire. So just breathing nicely and gently, calmly. And imagine you walk through a magical gateway into a world where you are living inside this new vision. And noticing what is new and different. Noticing how you feel different and better. Noticing what has changed in your life. And as you imagine this wonderful vision, notice the space. You've moved into this new reality. And just notice the space around your life. What is no longer burdening you? What are the things that are no longer holding you back? Tune into how this vision has new and different things, but it also has less things. Things have been released that no longer serve. Just notice what has been removed from your life as you step into your higher vision. Isn't that wonderful? So we're diving into this less is more and why less is more and how less is more. I just got back from a trip to the North Shore of Kauai, where I used to live for many, many years. And I now am in Sedona, where I live now. And I'm so glad to be back, to be perfectly honest. As much as I love Kauai, it's one of the most beautiful places on the planet. But being grounded in Sedona, the atmosphere, the red rocks, having my own space that I've set up, it's just such a relief, it really is. So just keep in mind, when you have visions of traveling, it's not as simple as it might seem, but it's still wonderful. It was a great trip. I'm happy about it. But one of the things I did while I was over there was I spent time with my mother, who lives in Kauai, and I was trying to help her downsize stuff and simplify her life, because she's having a bit of a difficult time as she gets older. So we did some downsizing, releasing, and she has lots of stuff, and you know, it's the same story I'm sure you've heard and you've seen, and perhaps you're living in this yourself. Well, we have all these things, we've collected them, we've got them, we like them, and it's a bit of a big project to get rid of things or to remove things from our life, whether we're removing physical things or we're removing work projects or relationships. We're quite comfortable keeping things the way they are. And the world we live in encourages more, doesn't it? Let's be honest. If you go online, if you check your phone, if you check the news, if you go and watch a movie, if you go to a store, anywhere you go, there's something, there's going to be an ad or something that says, there's this cool thing you don't have yet. You should get it. Right? And I'm sure you've noticed that when you talk about something, then you see ads about it on social. They're tracking everything. They want us to buy things. There's nothing wrong with buying stuff we like. That's fine. But we end up with too much stuff. And that actually causes us stress in our nervous system. And one of the key things to manifestation, which I talked about in a previous session, is relaxing. We have to be able to relax and let go and feel at peace. But when we have too many things going on, when we have too many physical things in our environment, when we have too many thoughts, it causes so much stress, and that stress energy is not aligned with all of your highest visions, because we're going to attract more stress if we're feeling stressed. I was talking to one of our students in Awaken Academy who just joined the program, and she had a burnout because of stress, too much work. She wasn't very old, you know, she's just a young person getting on with her life, but too many things, too much stress, too many things happening at the same time, and ended up really knocked out. So having stuff is fun. It's nice to buy things. I like having convenience and buying things, but it gets out of hand and it actually blocks our visions. And not only that, the more stuff we have, the less we can appreciate the things that we have. So for example, if you have a bookshelf, I have like two bookshelves just in this room and then another two in other rooms. I have loads of books. But I can't see any of the books on the bookshelf because there's too many of them. Like I have to, if I was to remove like three books off all of the bookshelves and put them somewhere so I could look at them, then I'd go, oh wow, they're really good books. I should read those books or reread the books. But when there's books, I can't see them. Same thing with clothes. If you have a massive wardrobe and then another massive wardrobe, you can't see anything anymore. So we actually can't fully appreciate things when we can't see them. We have to see. Seeing is believing. And when everything's cluttered together in massive piles of things, even if they're organized, we don't realize what we have. And all of that information is too much for our nervous system, especially if it's messy and disorganized. But even just the sheer quantity of things makes it more difficult to appreciate. That's why if you go to a jeweler and you want to buy jewelry, they will show you the jewelry in a special box, like with velvet, you know, in a special color. So you can see that piece on its own and really appreciate it. If it's just a whole bunch of stuff sitting around everywhere, you can't see it clearly. So one of the best things we can do is to allow ourselves to release the things that don't serve us so we can open space for new things. Because there's a limit. There's a limit on how much we can handle. And at a certain point, we get stressed, right? Then everyone has a slightly different limit. But too much clutter, too many things, too many projects, too much stuff causes these issues. And then where's the new stuff going to fit? If you've ever stayed in someone's house while they're away, you realize that there's no space in a lot of people's houses, like for your stuff. Like you're just so much stuff, you can't add any new things. So where are we going to add the new things into our own life? If our current life is packed and our current house is packed, where is this new wonderful manifestation going to fit? So one of the best things we can do is create space. Create space where your new dreams and visions can breathe and live. So one of the experiments that I'm personally involved with right at this moment, I'm going to be working on it today, is removing 50% of all of my stuff. 50%. You know, I was trying to encourage my mother to do the same thing because I was staying at her house for a few days and she thought it was too extreme. So I came back and I thought, even though I've done a space clearing recently, let me do it myself, you know, to encourage her, but mainly to help myself and to help you. And what I've noticed is I started this yesterday. It's actually really easy, the life-changing magic of tidying up. That classic book about, does it spark joy when you go through all your stuff? It's a good method. It is a good method. There's an even easier method. You might have heard the method from The Minimalists. It's a documentary on Netflix, where one of the guys, his method, which I think really is the most hardcore method, is to put everything you own into boxes. Right, as if you're about to leave, and label everything, and then take out what you need and leave the rest of it in boxes, and then get rid of the boxes after a month or so. That is really hardcore, and I'm not going to do that because I need to get on with my life. But the hybrid method between these two things, I'm kind of inventing a new method here without even meaning to. So the new method, which we can call the magic manifestation method, just for fun, is where we take a category, let's say books, and we say, all right, what is the highest quality 50% that's most relevant to me? You can pick them up and see if they spark joy or whatever it is. Then you have two piles. One pile is a pile to keep. The other pile is the pile to either store for the time being or give away. I have a big garage that I could put everything into. So that would make it a lot easier. Now, what's going to happen as a result of this? It's going to take me probably the whole day. It might take 2 days. I wasn't planning on it. But I feel better already. And what's going to happen is I will end up with all this space, and I will end up with only the most relevant, highest quality clothes, highest quality books, highest quality furniture, highest quality food, highest quality everything that I actually need in my life. Because I've been traveling for 2.5 months with a couple of suitcases. How was it that I managed to get on with my life with nothing, pretty much, hardly anything? Because it's fine, don't need all that. Come back here and all of a sudden all these things. So what happens is we have an upgrade and we create space for new things to fill in their place. Create space for new and better things to fill in their place. Because when we have less and we only have the things that are relevant to our life right now, not well relevant a year ago or 2 years ago, but relevant now, then we can enjoy our life now. What we are otherwise doing is we are dragging our old self, our past self, our past habits, our past identity, dragging all of that into our current life where it no longer does us any good. And not only does it not do us any good, it's sabotaging our success. So by removing the things that are no longer relevant, you don't have to throw them away. You can put them in boxes and label them. Most of us have plastic tubs where you can see inside what they are. So you can put all the books you don't need in a box, or you have them on a shelf in a different place, in the garage. I have a bunch of bookshelves in the garage, actually. You know, just different things, just to get them out of the house. So you're not seeing it. You're not seeing it out of sight, out of mind, out of sight, out of mind. And then you come in your house and everything is the best quality, the most relevant, the highest level. You'll actually see what you have. You go, oh, well, I have these really cool books that I need to read, that I want to read, but I haven't seen them because they've been hidden away behind a bunch of other books or amidst other books. I've reduced my clothes. I've probably only got 20% of my clothes. I went through them all yesterday and I have a whole bunch of boxes of clothes in the garage. And literally just a handful of clothes, because it's so much easier just to have the very nicest things that I like to wear right now and this season and not even look at anything else. What a relief. So this is it is a bit hardcore. It would probably take a couple of days for me. It'll probably take you a couple of days or maybe longer, but it's so powerful because then you can think more clearly. You'll relax in your space, which means you're going to feel better in your body. You'll have more time because you have less things to be dealing with after you've done this. You'll be able to focus on what you need to do now more easily because you've removed the things that are distracting. And you'll also feel wealthier because when you remove the lowest quality 50%, you end up with the highest quality things, which are worth more. They have a higher value. They have a higher frequency. Any physical item in your house that is either something that causes you stress or is not relevant, pulls the energy down because it's not helping you, it's actually harming you. Whereas all the things in your space that are supportive of your life and your highest good and all the things you want to manifest, they raise you up just looking at them, having them around. So this is a very powerful practice that leads to newness, and also it breaks our old self-image. There was a previous version of ourselves that bought all the stuff that we have, and that previous version of us is no longer going to help us get where we want to go. We've changed. You're a different person now. And based on who you are now and what you're interested in now, we want to make sure that there are things that support that in our life and not the other things that pull us back into the past. And the cool thing with this method is that you can be pretty ruthless about it because you can just store it somewhere in the garage or somewhere else. And then if you need anything that you've removed, you haven't given it away, you still have it, and you can always go and get it and bring it back. So it allows you to be very ruthless and quick about this. This doesn't have to take very long. It could even take half a day. You know, it depends on how much stuff you have and how big your house is. But it doesn't have to take that long compared to other methods. And you can be really ruthless because you're not losing things. And also the cool thing is that 50% means that you have two piles. One pile is what to keep, and the other pile is what to leave, and they should be the same size because 50% is about the same, right? You'll see 50% of the books, 50% of the clothes, they're going to be roughly the same size pile. Of course, there are practical considerations to this, and you can think about that in your own context. But the principle is very, very easy to understand, and the results are almost immediate. I actually got rid of one of my couches yesterday, and I feel so much better. I'm like, oh God, why did I have this old guy? I don't even like this couch. I'm so relieved to not have it in the house. Getting rid of paintings and artwork, and I don't need half of the things. And white space, by the way, having a wall that doesn't have anything on it is great. We don't have to have every single thing has some picture on it somewhere. Space in our house creates space in our mind, space for creativity, space for new ideas, space for freedom. So experience it for yourself if you like. You're invited to try out this method, the magic manifestation method, or whatever I end up calling it. I've sort of invented a new method here. I've never heard anyone else talk about this, and it seems to be much more effective than anything else that I've done. So hopefully it helps you. Wishing you every success on your beautiful journey, and sending you lots of love from the beautiful sunny Sedona. Take care.